This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
The fact that I've gone through a year, the fact, you know, that I had ups and downs and, you know, we stayed strong and I stayed strong. And I think that's the difference to it so far for me and the feeling for me. And then obviously, you know, what Ben has been able to do, bring some excitement for me. So, you know, those have been the two main things of, you know, I've had a year under my belt now, of ups and downs and good and bad and things like that. And then, you know, the excitement of Ben being here and his creativity and all these different things.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
That is Brian Piccolo Award winner, Rome. I'm sorry, that's Caleb. We're getting ready to hear from Brian Piccolo Award winner, Rome Odunze.
That was future Brian Piccolo Award winner.
Yeah,
Caleb Williams.
As a veteran, he can win the award. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Brian Piccolo.
More on Brian Piccolo later on today.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. In a poetry sense.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes.
Someone I was not expecting to have a poem ready. There are people that up at Hallis Hall that I'm always expecting to have a poem or a song.
Sure. This was not one of them.
This was not one of the people that's on my list.
And our guy, Red Flags, who always shows up this time of year. Red Flags is very active, just a great presence during draft week, always.
Very important. He's from the South.
Yeah.
You know, he's got red hair. He's a good man. Yeah,
well, he's a little scary to see. Red Flags make an appearance in regard to the poetry. But I mean, people remember, obviously, it was a year ago this week when the draft happened and the Caleb Williams, Rome Odunze connection was so obvious and so exciting. Remember this moment when Rome is doing his Zoom with the Chicago media? And the video is good, but the audio does do it some justice, where Caleb kind of breaks into the room to celebrate with the friend he had already made leading up to the draft that they were going to be teammates in Chicago.
Rome Odunze!
Let's do it, baby.
So cool, man. Like, excited kids getting a chance to play together. And then they didn't hook up quite as much as you might have expected, at least for me.
Yeah,
not quite as much as I would have hoped.
I kind of figured that it might go that way. I think that it'll be a much easier relationship to forge this year because now he's technically not a veteran yet. Usually they don't say that until you play your 20th game. But now that he's been there a year and there is no more Keenan Allen,
he's not sitting behind a vet and what DJ Moore called a vet.
Right, a vet.
Yeah.
But we do know that, and we spent a lot of time on this last week, Caleb talked to Esquire. It's a really great piece that everyone should read. Rome talked about being able to relate to some of the things that Caleb said.
Caleb gave a magazine interview last week where he talked about the frustration the locker room felt, the coaching staff after the Washington game. Do you feel that? And what is this new feeling like with new coaches and the energy?
Definitely. I definitely can resonate with some of the feelings that we was having. And I've never lost like that before either. You know, it's never a feeling that I'm going to get used to or never feeling I'm going to be comfortable with. And I think, you know, he he experienced that same sort of feeling. But it's something that you go through. It's adversity that you have to overcome, and I think that's exactly what we're looking to do. A season that didn't go our way, but that's why we come here. We work. We put in the work. We put in all the hours. We get a few different changes here and there, add some new pieces, and go at it again. So I think the excitement for this upcoming season is completely overshadowing anything that happened last year.
I think that's a good positive way to look at it, where you take the lessons that you've learned from the hardship of last season, and then you say, okay, this is what I need to get better. We have a new coach. We seem to have a new outlook on how things are going to go. Let me put that away, and let's focus on what happens going forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard thing to do. But I think it's a great approach by Rome to look at it that way. Is this, here's a real opportunity for us and for me to shine.
Yeah, you know, I've been along with a lot of Bears fans. I think I've been like wanting to get confirmation from the inside on just how ugly it all was and just how bad it felt, how rough it was. And then you want to hear that they're learning from it and that they're moving on. And you want to hear that the new regime is not doing things in the way that the old one was. And I think a lot of those boxes have been checked at this point. And I remain confident in the football character and what we know of the personal character of that guy, Rome Odunze, man. That guy's got a very bright future ahead of him, and
there's a lot of winner.
Oh,
in him.
Oh hell yeah!
Like his approach screams winner.
Yeah, the stability of him as a dude and as
not
as
being
a
overwhelmed last year by what seemed like overwhelming circumstances that they found themselves in.
Yeah, and he's one of those guys who seemed to have a really good sense with Caleb of when it was time to ad lib. That was like when Caleb was going to ad lib. Okay, now I'll ad lib with him. Now I'll go deep, or now I'll make the move, or whatever.
Well, they're going to have to continue that. Like, that's going to be something that you hope continues to grow, and that a couple years from now, we're talking about both of those dudes getting paid.
My guy, Rome.
Yeah, your guy, Rome. When we come back, there was a front office survey that Spiegs alerted me to, and I thought I got a bad stat. I thought that I got a bad copy of the survey. Because I was like, hey, we're going to work through why I felt like I got a bad copy of the survey and maybe figure out why the team I was looking for wasn't there. That's next here on The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.